This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Air Quality Control Board hearing last week. An ongoing David versus Goliath fight occurred last week during a public hearing before the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Air Quality Control Board, a board charged to prevent or abate air pollution. The hearing spilled over when Albuquerque City Council, challenging the very existence of the board, and voted on the first day of the hearing to disband the board. On Tuesday, December 5th, City Councilor Dan Lewis attended the hearing to enforce the city's action to dissolve the board with a cease and desist order. After some heated words, Councilor Lewis left. The hearing continued despite the uncertainties that hung over the proceedings. After decades of working to stop polluting facilities from releasing toxins into the air and from siting new facilities in already overburdened communities, the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Environmental Health Division, EHD, suggested the communities bring forth a draft ordinance, a job the EHD normally does. Elaine Cimino of Common Ground Rising, a community-based precipitory research organization, is a pro se party. The New Mexico Environmental Law Center and the University of New Mexico Law Clinic represented others. They drafted a Health, Environment, and Equity Impact Ordinance, HEEI, which was presented in July 2023. The communities include the Mountain View Neighborhood Association, the Mountain View Community Action, the Friends of Valle de Oro, and individual Sofia Martinez and Manuel Criollo. The board held a six-day hearing on the proposed HEEI ordinance. In the end, a limited rule was approved in the final hours. The public will not know the full extent of its limitations until the official final rule is released. Did you know how harmful air pollutants are to health? Common Ground Rising has been combating air pollution in the Albuquerque area by working with the National Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA, to obtain access to pollution monitoring results gathered by satellites. From the limited data analyzed so far, the NASA researchers estimate that in 2019 there were 50 premature deaths attributable to long-term exposure to PM2.5 or particulate matter 2.5, 70 premature deaths due to exposure to ozone, and 1,040 new cases of pediatric asthma due to exposure to nitrogen dioxide. These deaths and new cases of pediatric asthma occurred in just 1 year. Each year of exposure adds up into what is called cumulative impacts to health. People are sick and suffering, and overburdened communities bear the brunt. To learn more, please visit the New Mexico Environmental Law Center at nmelc.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.